Jesse Allen here, being joined now by Arlen Suderman of Stone X. Arlen, as we take a look at the grain markets here this morning, we're seeing soybeans. They're kind of the leader to the downside. I noticed a correction and a sell-off in soybean oil, and that's pulled beans lower. What are we seeing in the soybean market today?
Yeah, the soybean oil market is responding to a palm oil inventory report that came out from Southeast Asia earlier today, showing larger than expected stocks of palm oil. And we're pretty lofty levels right now with the whole edible oil complex price-wise. And so they got the funds pretty nervous, holding big long positions. They started selling off, and that spread into soybeans. Now, the complex was under pressure anyway. So it just amplified those moves, and we've got billions of dollars right now that are flowing into these computer-driven trades that trade momentum. So as momentum hit to the downside, they just kind of piled on and expanded the selling.
Well, looking as well, we saw some export sales announced for soybeans here this morning to China and also to Bangladesh, but it just didn't seem like that positive news was enough to help out this market today.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And the Chinese sales of soybeans were for next year. We're still looking at a discount of better than a dollar, about $1.40 for new crop versus old crop soybeans. So there is some price incentive for China to be buying new crop right now. They know they're going to need the soybeans anyway, even with African swine fever rearing its head again. There's a certain level of demand that they know they're going to have, and so they want to buy them ahead of time at these prices. And stocks are still tight, and we still have weather risks going forward. So from that standpoint, it only makes sense for them to be buying some soybeans. But the trade's not trading that. The trade is trading the current fundamentals. And right now, we saw weekly soybean export shipments in the past week, as was reported this morning, falling to about a 10-month low, still above the weekly level needed to hit USDA's target, but just nothing to really counter the negative momentum that we saw otherwise and the bearish soy oil momentum. And so that's why the soybeans continue to go lower.
What about the quarter wheat market, Arlen? Seems like we're off session lows a little bit, but I would think maybe that both those markets just being held down a little bit by the soybean market today.
It all feeds off of each other. Now, we've seen some showers in the northern plains. We still have some significant problems there. I should also mention some showers in the southern Canadian prairies. But we've seen big gains in the Minneapolis wheat market of late. And so some profit taking was in order. Prices had reached just below the January highs. And so traders got nervous after the rapid escalation in prices of late. That kind of pulled the rug out from underneath the Minneapolis market. We are off of our lows now, about 6 cents or so. So the market is still finding some buys on the breaks. And overall, when we look at Chicago and Kansas City wheat, the winter wheat markets, they're responding to expectations that USDA will boost crop ratings later today based on the favorable weather we've had of late. I know it's been one of the driest times on record for much of the spring wheat belt, but when you look at the corn belt and parts of the plains, it's been one of the wettest that we've seen in the last 40 years over the last 30 days, and I think the market's responding to that today.
Again, that's comments with Arlen Suderman of StoneX coming up this afternoon. Brian Doherty with Total Farm Marketing joins us to recap today's market trade. This has been the Market Talk Morning Update for Monday, April 12th. I'm Jesse Allen.